News Radio.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host this Sunday morning, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week, as always, so don't forget to tune in. We have a great show lined up for you today, as always, and I'm looking forward to my future shows. In 2 weeks, I will have on the show in studio Mary Shoman, who is a thyroid advocate, she's written 4 New York Times best-selling books on hypothyroidism and has just released a new book with Baywatch star and model Gina Lee Nolan, and they'll both be on the show discussing their new book about thyroid health. So that'll be really exciting. Today, we're covering a topic that is so incredibly important. This is something that affects so many aspects of health and something that so many people are hearing about, but do we really understand it and do we really know what to do about it? The issue is chronic inflammation. And chronic inflammation, as we're going to discuss, contributes to most of the health conditions that are threatening Americans today. So in today's show, we're going to take you through what is chronic inflammation, how is it different than what we call acute phase inflammation, and most importantly, we're going to be talking about the things that contribute to chronic inflammation and how to reduce your chronic inflammation and reduce your risk of many common health conditions that people are facing today. Of course, we have a special guest on the phone. Buddy, tell me your last name.
Ojeda.
Buddy Ojeda is a certified nutritionist, health educator, and Megafoods Eastern Regional Educator. His skill set also includes public speaker, publisher, author, professional broadcaster, and business owner of Training Solutions On Demand, an independent education and training services company in the natural products industry. Buddy has the privilege to work in the dietary supplement industry since 1996 and has held key positions of responsibility in various organizations, including Pure Essence Labs, Garden of Life, Health from the Sun, Whole Foods Market. In his past 16 years, he's developed and presented numerous seminars in the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada for public audiences, holistic healthcare practitioners, and pharmacists. Buddy has a broad understanding of natural health topics and is often called upon to discuss health issues related to immune health and joint disorders, essential fatty acids, traditional Chinese medicine, cardiovascular health, energy management, sleep disorders, stress reduction, digestive health concerns, and energy medicine, as well as diet, lifestyle, and the correct use of nutritional supplements. Buddy, thanks for being on the show with us today.
It's a pleasure, Dr. Passero.
All right, so I'd love to introduce a little bit about inflammation. Let me just start with this. Of the 10 leading causes of mortality, that's death, in the United States, chronic low-level inflammation contributes to the development of at least 7. These include heart disease, the big C word, cancer, chronic lower respiratory disease, stroke, Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, and kidney disease. So we have scientific evidence showing that chronic inflammation contributes to all of these things. Now, inflammation has classically been viewed as an acute or short-term response to tissue injury that produces certain symptoms and usually resolves spontaneously. Now, more recent revelations basically help us understand that chronic inflammation is a major factor to the development of degenerative disease and also really significant part of the aging process. Now, chronic inflammation can be triggered by a lot of different things, cellular stress and dysfunction. And we're going to go over some of the specific things that stress our cells. So examples are things that are caused by excessive calorie consumption, uncontrolled blood sugar levels, oxidative stress, which we're going to talk about. And it's now clear that the chronic destructive capacity of chronic inflammation is unprecedented among physiological processes, meaning it's one of the most damaging things to the physiological processes of our body. And the danger everybody, of chronic low-level inflammation is that it's really completely silent. You don't really feel it. You don't know that it's happening until something has progressed to a certain point. Now, let's just quickly review kind of what the acute inflammatory response is, the one that most people are familiar with. So at its most basic level, a short-term inflammatory response is triggered by usually one of two things, either tissue injury, so you get trauma, or exposure to heat or chemicals, basically your tissue's damaged, or by infection from viruses, bacteria, parasites, fungal species. And the classic manifestation of acute inflammation is characterized really by four cardinal signs. You've got redness and heat result from the increased blood flow to the site of injury. And you can basically have several things that you can predict are going to happen or reasons why inflammation occurs. And the reason why it occurs, some of the most important parts of it has to do with inflammation can prevent the spread of an infectious agent to damaged or nearby tissue. It helps to remove damaged tissue and other types of infectious agents, pathogens, viruses, bacteria, fungi, and it assists the body in its overall repair process. So we have this very sort of well-defined information about what acute inflammation is. But, you know, what we've been learning about in the last 10 to 20 years is that this process of chronic inflammation is basically acute inflammation that never stops happening. Where in a normal situation like an injury or an infection, the body swoops in and creates this cascade of events to clean up and assist repair and help the body. And then it's supposed to go away and the body's supposed to go back into its normal rhythm. Well, because of a lot of the things that we're faced with these days that we're going to talk about in today's show, that inflammatory response continues to go on and on and on and on. And that, folks, is chronic inflammation. And that, folks, is what leads to the development of so many different problems and health concerns that people are dealing with. We know that heart disease and cancer, two things that we know are related to chronic inflammation, heart disease and cancer are the number one and two leading causes of death in this country. So inflammation is something that we have to address. Buddy, you got any comments on this issue so far?
That you're absolutely right, and it is amazing. I love the fact that you connected it to all the essentially the top 10 issues that people have that cause morbidity or mortality, and it's so systemic. You know, this idea of inflammation sort of goes by, and people don't readily talk about it. They don't even know that they have it. As you said, it's often silent if it's chronic, and they just tend to deal with acute situations, thinking, well, if I stub my toe, if I cut my finger and it falls off, I understand what to do with that. But if I've got the internal systemic inflammation going on, I'm not quite sure I even have it, let alone what to do with it. So it's great.
Yeah. So, in this next little vignette, I want to talk about some of the things that make people susceptible to chronic inflammation. Do you want to touch on this or do you want me to get started?
Sure, go ahead. I'll take your lead. Go ahead.
All right. So let's talk about some of the most common things or risk factors, I guess we could say, for chronic inflammation to be occurring in the body. Well, one, and I mean, it's kind of sad to call this a risk factor, but age. As we get older, we know that we have more inflammation in our body. So in contrast to younger individuals who really only spike inflammatory chemicals in their body in response to injury or infection, older adults can have consistently elevated levels of several inflammatory molecules, even if they're healthy. So even a healthy older person will have more inflammatory chemicals circulating in their blood than a healthy young person. So, you know, why exactly is this happening? We're not entirely sure, but we know that some of the aspects or triggers for chronic inflammation have to do with our cells, the damage to our cells, specifically the mitochondria within our cells. These are the cellular powerhouses that drive energy. And as we get older, mitochondria can start to become compromised. They can start to get damaged. And as they get damaged, it starts a cascade of events that fuels inflammation. Now, obesity. This one is so important because I would probably say that because we have such high rates of obesity in this country, obesity is probably the number one cause of chronic inflammation in our society. And the really interesting thing that people don't understand is that fat tissue, the adipose tissue sitting in your body, around your body, people think of it as just this inert blob of unattractive stuff that makes you look big. But please realize that adipose tissue is an organ, an endocrine organ in and of itself. Endocrine organs are things in our body that release hormones and release signals. And fat tissue is not this inactive, inert blob of just gelatinous goo. It is actually something that triggers inflammatory reactions in our body. We know that fat cells produce and secrete both very important inflammatory chemicals, one called TNF-alpha and one called interleukin-6. So the more fat tissue you have, the more inflammatory chemicals you have circulating around your body, which is why people who have obesity are much more likely to have heart disease, to have cancer, to have kidney disease, to have all of the major conditions that are linked to chronic inflammation. Now, what's really interesting, buddy, that I thought was really interesting is that the visceral, the abdominal fat can produce these inflammatory molecules in much greater amounts. So we've all been told that basically abdominal obesity or central fat is a more dangerous fat. So they say that the apple-shaped body type where you have the big belly but skinny legs is a lot more dangerous for increasing your risk factors for diabetes and heart disease and stroke than, let's say, having the pear shape where your tummy's skinny but you have really large thighs and a buttocks. And this is one of the reasons why this abdominal fat tissue seems to be able to crank out these inflammatory chemicals at a much higher rate than fat tissue anywhere else in the body, although fat tissue everywhere will do it. So, you know, really important to make sure that your body mass index is where it should be, because the more adipose tissue you pick up, the more inflammatory chemicals you'll have. And this may be one of the reasons why people, as we age, we have more inflammation, because we know that after about the age of 35, very depressing, every year after the age of 35, you lose a certain amount of lean muscle mass that's replaced by fat tissue. And the only way to prevent that from happening is continuing to stay active and exercise on a very, very regular basis. But that's the nature of aging. We know that diet can play a big influence in contributing to inflammation. A diet high in saturated fats and a diet high in trans fats can fuel and has been shown to show higher levels of inflammatory chemicals in the body when people consume high amounts of these things. We know that diets high in sugar and diets and people who are insulin resistant. So this is uncontrolled diabetes, and a lot of, you have a lot of sugar in the blood. You sometimes have a lot of insulin in the blood if people are insulin resistant. These things trigger huge amounts of inflammation, because elevated blood sugar interacts with your cells to form these glycosylated end products, they're called. And these high sugar content forms this bond with your cells that causes your cells to die. This is why people who have diabetes end up losing fingers and toes and feet and legs, because the circulation issue, these advanced glycation end products, that's a result of all the sugar in the blood, it binds to the cells and it really affects these small little capillaries. As you travel outward from your heart, your blood vessels get smaller and smaller and smaller until you get to the very end of your fingers and the very end of your toes, where the capillaries are teeny, teeny, tiny. And when that blood sugar interacts with the cells and there's way too much sugar in the blood, these end products, these sugar end products, end up damaging the cells in those little capillaries. And because those little capillaries are so teeny tiny, when they get destroyed, they can't carry blood anymore. And all of a sudden, if you can't carry blood anymore in those little end parts of your fingers, the nerves can't get any blood flow. So you stop feeling. And when you stop feeling things, you start hurting things and not realizing it. And you start reducing blood flow. You get a little cut that you didn't feel you get. You get a little infection or bacteria, and you don't have blood flow, so you can't heal it. So you end up needing to get those areas of your body actually removed. So, but it happens everywhere in the body, and high sugar, high insulin, insulin resistance contributes a huge amount to this process of inflammation. Now, there's a few other really important things that we need to touch on as far as causes of inflammation before we get into this aspect of what can we do to lower chronic inflammation. I want to talk a little bit more when we come back from the break, these different lifestyle factors and health issues that contribute to it, some of the conditions that are directly tied to it. And then, of course, Buddy and I are going to launch into a really great conversation about things that we can look at from the natural pharmacy and lifestyle issues that help to reduce your chronic inflammation to improve your overall health. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. And we're going to be back right after this break.
Too much sugar in your body does more than add unwanted pounds. These sugar molecules bombard your body's cells, bonding with fats and proteins in a process known as glycation. And the end result leads to health issues that age your body. That's why so many people have jumped on the vitamin B6 bandwagon. B6 blocks the end products of glycation. Life Extension's paradoxal 5-phosphate is a bioactive form of vitamin B6. It enters your body ready to work. So do yourself a favor before you get 1 minute older. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's Paradoxal 5-Phosphate.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, which is a local health and wellness pharmacy been operating in Bethesda for over 40 years. It is a wonderful resource for all of your health and wellness needs. We have a regular pharmacy, a compounding pharmacy, over 50,000 different types of health and wellness products, from supplements to body care to home natural cleaning products. It's a great resource to stop by, and we always thank them for being a proud sponsor of the show, helping us spread great information to you. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for today, and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week. I have on the phone with me today Buddy Ojeda, who is a health educator for Mega Foods, and we were talking about inflammation and chronic inflammation. So, Buddy, in the last segment, I touched on some of the factors that contribute to chronic inflammation. We discussed aging. We discussed obesity and fat tissue. We discussed diet and nutrition. What are some of the key principles that you would like to bring up that relate to what contributes to this state of chronic inflammation?
Yeah, and it was great the way you laid that out, because all of that is important, and there's so many other things as well. But so basically you talked about the what, right? The what causes this chronic systemic inflammatory response in the body. Here, I'm going to talk about the how. One of the ways is that any and all of what you just talked about can lead to overactivation of inflammatory enzymes. These are chemicals that are called prostaglandins or cytokines that are linked to, for example, excessive arachidonic acid in the body. And when you've got that going on, there's this cascade of reactions that leads to chronic inflammation. The more of that takes place, the more systemic it is and the more long-term it is as well. So inflammatory enzymes is one of the ways that this occurs. The other thing is uncontrolled oxidative stress. I always think of, when I explain oxidative stress to folks, I explain it much like if you think about a camel. You know, a camel is designed to carry lots and lots of weight. Let's say the camel can carry up to 1,000 pounds of whatever, rocks. And so you put 1,000 pounds of, you know, a bag of rocks on a camel, and camel can do just fine. Now you put on a few more hundred, and the camel struggles. You put a few more hundred on top of that, and the camel really struggles. And then you get to a point where maybe it's 2,000, and the camel just collapses. So our bodies are much the same way. We produce free radicals. We come in contact with free radicals. But anything above and beyond what the body can handle actually sort of spills over and causes a lot of cell damage. And, of course, part of that is inflammation. So oxidative stress is really a concern. So the third thing would be the overactivation of something called inflammatory gene expression. And you alluded to this. When there's a threat to the cell has messenger proteins within the cytoplasm. And these messenger proteins, one in particular called NFKB, signals the nucleus to say, hey, bring some troops in because I think we're under attack. And part of that messenger, part of that, what happens, response to that is inflammation. If you've got an overstimulation of that messenger protein and then thus the overactivation of genes in the nucleus causing this inflammation, you're going to get systemic inflammation throughout the body. And then we can't ever forget the stress and cortisol connection. We often think about, well, yeah, if I'm under stress, I might feel a little fatigue. If I'm under stress, maybe I don't think as clearly, I don't sleep as well. But it's been well documented that mental, physical, emotional stress is associated with a poorly regulated inflammatory response. It's as if you're under chronic mental, physical, or emotional stress, your body doesn't quite know when to turn off that inflammatory response. So it goes crazy. And the thing about that is if you're in that condition, obviously you're using up critical nutrients faster. You can create nutrient deficiencies, and the body's less able to regulate inflammation. So all of these things are factors that if you can control them through lifestyle, through diet, stress management, and supplementation, you can support your body in a healthy whole-body inflammatory response.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, we can talk about some of the other issues related to creating more oxidative stress, like smoking. You know, we know something like smoking cigarettes creates a huge amount of oxidative stress, and we know it contributes to chronic inflammation. Same with alcohol consumption, even eating really unhealthy foods that are high in these saturated and trans fats, it creates a lot of oxidative stress. So eating a diet that helps to quench oxidative stress is really important. And what we've learned and we've talked about a million times on this show is the old theory of antioxidants, I think, is starting to be an old theory. It's not so much, in my opinion these days, about taking vitamin C or vitamin E, where it's one molecule of the vitamin C or E can quench one free radical. What we're learning is using some of these superfoods, some of these phytonutrients, these things that come from plants, extracts from broccoli, curcumin, which is turmeric root. What we've learned about these things is that when you consume them, they actually turn on the genes in your body that make more antioxidants. And if you turn on your own genes that make antioxidants, you have an unlimited supply of antioxidants. You're not just reliant on taking a supplement. Plus, as you modulate the genes, your body can turn them on and off as needed. We know that oxidative stress is also something that our bodies do need. It is not the end of the world. Oxidative stress our body uses in short bursts to kill bacteria and to kill cells that shouldn't be there. So it is an important part of our bodies in general. It's just managing it. And right now, most diets are so deprived of phytonutrients and plant-based nutrients because we don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. We hardly consume any herbs versus in traditional cultures. We consume many amounts of these things that our body's capacity to deal with the oxidative stress that it normally would deal with is much lowered. So other things that can really contribute to increased chronic inflammation is sex hormones. So we know that estrogen and testosterone help to, in some degrees, keep inflammation down. So as we get older and our hormone levels drop a little bit, we may have more likelihood to promote inflammatory issues. Sleep disorders, so not sleeping well, is a contributing factor related to increasing inflammatory markers, specifically things like sleep apnea. And we know that sleep apnea is directly related to heart disease. And one of the mechanisms might be via this aspect of increasing inflammation. Now, this whole aspect of inflammation, it's like, how do you know if you have it? You know, I mean, we're talking about these different issues and what's going on. Well, one thing is you can look at your lifestyle. Do you smoke? If you do, then you have inflammation. So quit smoking. If you don't smoke, what other factors do you have? How healthy is your diet? Are you eating a diet that's very high in things that create oxidative stress? Are you eating lots of fruits and vegetables, lots of whole grains? Are you eating mostly whole foods and lots of vegetables? If you are, then you're contributing more to to antioxidants to your diet, which is healthful. How's your body mass index? Are you overweight? How are your blood sugar levels? So all of these things are things that you can look at. Now, there are some tests out there that can start to tease out whether or not you might have some chronic inflammatory issues. And these are things that you can ask your doctor for. Probably one of the most common ones that can be tested, which is a pretty good indicator, is something called C-reactive protein. And they oftentimes, we recommend one called highly sensitive C-reactive protein, which is also referred to as the cardiac C-reactive protein test. And it's referred to the cardiac C-reactive protein test because elevations in this inflammatory marker are very strongly correlated to significant increased risk for cardiovascular disease. So this is a very simple test. Your insurance will cover it. You can ask your doctor for it just to get an idea of what's going on with inflammation. If you have, let's say, a really bad arthritic knee or an injury that's going on that's giving you a lot of pain, it's very likely that your C-reactive protein levels will show elevated. And it's important that you work through strategies to get that inflammation down, because even though that inflammation is related to an injured joint, those increased inflammatory cytokines in your body can start contributing to some of these other more chronic conditions that we've talked about that are associated with chronic inflammation, like cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, age-related macular degeneration, chronic kidney disease, osteoporosis, depression, cognitive declines like Alzheimer's. These are all things that are potentially tied to inflammation. Buddy, do you have any comments on those?
No, I agree. It's much, you know, I liken it to if you're talking about any sort of oxidative stress that occurs, any sort of systemic inflammation that's picked up because of the C-reactive protein as a marker, it's really like a cup that runs over, right? If a cup is designed to hold 16 ounces of fluid and you add 18, then that's going to spill over and affect the surrounding area. And you're absolutely right. If you've got an abundance of this inflammation taking place in one place, it can easily spread and cause damage to surrounding tissue and organs.
Yes, absolutely. And that can totally happen. And we know specifically with cancers, we've linked chronic low inflammation to specifically lymphoma, prostate cancer, ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, colorectal cancer, and lung cancer. So these are real issues. The other thing is, you know, osteoporosis. We see so many people, or I see so many people that have concerns about their bone density. They have osteopenia or osteoporosis, and we're wondering why. I mean, we consume more dairy products in this country than almost any other country, yet our rates of osteoporosis are incredibly high. We've got to factor in the inflammation card. What is going on with inflammation, and how is inflammation, and why is it contributing to osteoporosis? And we know that basically these inflammatory cytokines like TNF-alpha and interleukin-6 that we've talked about before are related and involved in normal bone metabolism. So the type of bone cell called the osteoclast that breaks down bone is stimulated by these pro-inflammatory signals. So, you know, when you're looking at bone density, again, exercise doesn't just help by stressing your bones so that they become stronger. It also helps if you decrease your adipose tissue, you're going to have less inflammation, and cleaning up your diet in other ways to reduce inflammation is also really, really important. So any other conditions, buddy, that we haven't touched on that you'd like to discuss at all related to chronic inflammation or elaborate on?
Sure. When we talk about, for example, respiratory issues or gastrointestinal disorders that are often associated with chronic inflammation, folks are having to go to their doctor or feel the need to take medications to address those issues, but often the root cause could literally be systemic inflammation that's out of control. You talked about painful joints, cognitive impairment. There's been a huge association with age-related cognitive decline in individuals, especially in seniors who develop certain issues, and inflammation in the brain, blood sugar irregularities, poor mood, skin conditions. You mentioned premature aging. So it runs the gamut, and the idea being that while this all seems like really bad news, there are some great things you can do with diet, lifestyle, and supplementation to help stave off some of the after effects of chronic inflammation in the body.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we come back from the break, let's talk about some of the different nutrients, lifestyle considerations. We've touched on them a little bit already, but let's focus on that when we come back. Now that we've hopefully taught you a little bit about what inflammation is, what are the biggest risk factors that drive it, let's talk about how we get chronic inflammation levels down. What types of things are we going to turn to? Diet, lifestyle, and from the natural pharmacy to help with that. So don't go anywhere. This is the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and we'll be back right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and we've been talking about chronic inflammation. In the last segment, we discussed some of the conditions associated with chronic inflammation. We've been talking about some of the causes of chronic inflammation. Now, I have on the phone with me today, Buddy Ojeda, who is a representative and health educator for Megafood, which is a leading whole food supplement company, one of my favorite supplement companies out there that I love recommending. They do a phenomenal job with the production of their products, and we're very thankful to have them as a sponsor of the show. And Buddy's been contributing to this conversation related to inflammation. Now, Buddy, today we're going to talk about some of the interventions that we can use to get chronic inflammation down. What I'd love to just talk about for a minute, which we haven't brought up, is there's a lot of talk about what's considered to be the anti-inflammatory diet. And there are some great cookbooks. One of my colleagues from naturopathic school, Dr. Jesse Blackman, has wrote a phenomenal book called The Anti-Inflammatory Diet. It explains it. It's a cookbook. And, you know, I'd like to touch a little bit on how foods and how diet can influence inflammation. And we've talked about this a little bit when we've discussed saturated fats and trans fats and eating foods that are high in artificial ingredients and things that have a lot of create a lot of oxidative stress. But there's a whole nother concept related to using food to lower inflammation. And it has to do with, number one, there are certain food groups that contain high amounts of this compound that Buddy had talked about earlier called arachidonic acid. Arachidonic acid is something that gets stored in our cell membranes. And when our body has a trigger to create or proceed in a physiological process, arachidonic acid gets converted into these inflammatory chemicals in our body that start the cascade of inflammation. So certain foods we know, like foods like beef can have high amounts of arachidonic acid. Dairy products can have high amounts of arachidonic acid. Even chicken can have high amounts of arachidonic acid. And we want to try and limit the foods that contribute to the buildup of arachidonic acid. Now, on the other side of it, there are some very specific foods and things that we can eat that contain other types of chemicals that are stored in our cell membrane, things like EPA. EPA is one of the primary constituents of fish oil and is also contained in other fats from nature. For example, if you eat beef that was raised from a cow that was raised on corn and soy, which is what most cows are raised on in feedlots, it's going to have very high amounts of the inflammatory arachidonic acid. Now, conversely, if you eat the meat of a cow that was raised on grass, it has a much higher content of CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, and omega-3 fats like EPA that are actually somewhat anti-inflammatory. Of course, eating good, clean, wild fish that's high in these omega-3s is really important. And then the other piece of the puzzle that the anti-inflammatory diet touches upon is limiting the amounts of foods that you eat that can cause localized inflammation and immune reactions in the gastrointestinal system. And this has to do with the fact that 70 to 80% of our immune system is located in our gut, in this tissue called the gut-associated lymphatic tissue. And when you eat foods that your body perceives as an allergen or perceives as something immunologic, it triggers all of that immune tissue to react. And the way that that immune tissue reacts is the same way it would react to an infection. And as we talked about at the very beginning of the show, one of the main contributors to an inflammatory response is the body's perceived presence of an infection, a bacteria, a parasite, a virus, a mold. And so if you're eating foods that your body is mistaking as possibly being allergenic, right, or possibly as a foreign invader, it's going to be fueling the inflammatory process intensely, which is why the anti-inflammatory diet looks to eliminate the most common food allergens. We look at things like gluten and wheat proteins are definitely out when you're doing an anti-inflammatory diet. And I had on the phone with me, what was it, about 2 months ago, Dr. Joseph Pizzorno, one of the leading top experts in natural healthcare in this entire country. And we talked for the whole show about gluten and how the research on gluten from Dr. Fasano, the leading researcher on celiac disease in the world, has shown us that eating gluten triggers these reactions in our gut that contribute to inflammation. We also know that dairy products and the proteins in dairy can cause very significant immunological reactions. Soy proteins, very immunologically active in most people's body. We already talked about dairy. Citrus proteins, egg proteins can also be highly allergenic. So the anti-inflammatory diet pulls out a lot of the highly inflammatory foods. You eliminate red meats, you eliminate dairy products, you eliminate wheat products. You basically focus eating your diet on vegetables and fruits because they're very rarely immunologically upsetting to the GI system. So very rarely do they cause this inflammatory producing immune response. Fruits, which are also usually very neutral, except for citrus fruits, and very rarely cause any types of inflammatory allergic reactions. And we focus on a few very hypoallergenic grains like brown rice and quinoa and some very hypoallergenic protein sources like turkey and fish, and sometimes lamb is considered very hypoallergenic, even though it is sort of a red meat. Now, I mean, reading the book, Anti-Inflammatory Diet by Dr. Jesse Blackman, is a great resource for understanding more about how food contributes to inflammation. And I can't tell you how many people with inflammatory conditions, arthritis issues, pain issues, autoimmune inflammatory conditions, do so much better when you change the diet. I mean, I just had a patient yesterday who would report, she came in to see me for one thing, but she talked about how much better she had already felt before she came in to see me because she had changed her diet drastically because her husband has a classic inflammatory condition called ulcerative colitis. And through dietary changes alone, now I don't advise this unless you're doing it under the care of a doctor, which he was, he's been able to come off of all of his prescription medications for his ulcerative colitis simply by adopting an anti-inflammatory diet that's very clean. Now, not everybody can do it, but that shows you how powerful these dietary recommendations can be in reducing inflammation in the body. It is critically important. Now, there are lots of other things that we can do for reducing inflammation. There's a lot of great nutrients. So, buddy, lead us off with some of the best, like, phytonutrients for reducing inflammation in the body.
And so, in closing, one of the things that people might have connected is that what you were talking about with regards to food allergens and foods to avoid, if you notice, those are pro-acidic foods, foods that make the body more acidic. So an anti-inflammatory diet, by definition, is also an alkaline-based diet. And that's really, you know, if you're doing either or, you're really doing much better for your body because that's where your body thrives and is the healthiest. When we talk about nutrition, we talk about specific nutrients, we look to, for example, the phytonutrients we find in the spice turmeric. Now, people think about it as a culinary spice used in Indian cuisine, yes, but it's also been used in traditional Chinese medicine as well as Ayurvedic medicines for thousands of years. And whole turmeric, as well as the active components in turmeric, specifically one called curcumin, really very beneficial in supporting healthy whole body inflammation, supporting the liver, supporting systemic antioxidant support for oxidative stress throughout the body. There's lots of research, wide research on the polyphenolic compounds, specifically the curcumin that I just talked about, that you find in turmeric. The problem is, though, turmeric by itself is very hard to absorb traditionally. It just, if you found it in Indian cuisine, you'd find it with bioenhancers like ginger or black pepper. So the formula that we have at Megafood, by the way, it's called Extinguish, contains whole turmeric along with the turmeric food extract, which is a high concentration of the curcumin. In addition, it also has this thing called Bioperin, black pepper extract. And it's in there by design to help increase the absorption. Because, as I mentioned, turmeric is not easily absorbed in the digestive tract. So we love turmeric. It's been used in traditional Chinese medicine. It's one of these herbs that people just kind of look at it as a culinary spice, but has so much in the way of medicinal value that people overlook it many times.
Yeah, I mean, curcumin is one of the most broadly studied botanicals in the entire scientific literature, and it really is one of the most impressive. Over and over and over again, it shows a lot of benefit. Now, you can't put all your eggs always in one basket when it comes to natural ingredients, but understand that these natural ingredients are very powerful. We know that extensive test tube and animal studies have shown that curcumin reduces the inflammatory markers like lipoxygenase, cyclooxygenase, TNF-alpha, NF-kappa-beta. I mean, these are a lot of biochemistry terms, but these are the things that fuel inflammation. We also see in many of the small randomized controlled human trials, when you give curcumin, consistently show patient improvements in many different inflammatory diseases, including things like psoriasis, irritable bowel syndrome, rheumatoid arthritis, inflammatory eye diseases. This is one of the most well-studied nutrients for lowering inflammation. There's a lot of supplements on the market, where you can use it. Again, the Megafood Extinguish one is going to be a great product. That's the issue with turmeric is that it isn't absorbed very well. So you've got to sometimes add these bioenhancers in order to enhance absorption. Now, there's a lot of different ways to do it. The way I consume my turmeric, I buy organic turmeric spice from the store. And at night, I make a little tea. I use almond milk, basically plain. I put a little bit of honey in it, and I mix in about a half a teaspoon of turmeric. And I drink it, and it's very pleasant tasting. I started doing it recently because my allergies were driving me crazy this fall. And as soon as I started, a half a teaspoon of turmeric powder every day, and if you mix it with the honey and the almond milk, it actually has a nice, sweet, palatable flavor. It actually started reducing my allergies within 2 or 3 days. And that's just reducing the inflammation associated with the allergic response in the same way that it reduces the inflammation associated with any bodily response. So this is one of the most important herbs. If you'd rather not take the tea because of the taste or the time and you just want the convenience, there are a lot of great supplements out there. The Megafood Extinguish one is a new one, and it's a great way to help support a healthy inflammatory response in your body. Now, lots of other really great nutrients for reducing inflammation, that we can talk about. I want to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to kind of finish out the conversation and discuss some of the other nutrients besides curcumin that are so incredibly important for helping to modulate inflammation in the body. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Want to digest your food more effectively and more comfortably? You need extraordinary enzymes from Life Extension, with 12 natural enzymes that work together to support a healthy digestive system. Extraordinary enzymes helps your body convert protein, fiber, and fat to energy and better absorb nutrients from the foods you eat. It also helps break down vegetables that are hard to digest. And unlike commercial supplements, it doesn't contain the amylase enzyme, which can promote unhealthy after-meal glucose spikes. So stop by Village Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's Extraordinary Enzymes.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorn's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Thank you all for tuning in. I am Dr. Kevin Passero, and it is, as always, it is an honor and privilege to be here with you all today. Today, we've been discussing the aspect of chronic inflammation and how important chronic inflammation is in the fact that it contributes to so many different aspects of chronic health conditions. We've talked about heart disease, certain types of cancer. We've talked about diabetes, obesity. We've talked about so many different things. It's so incredibly important to understand and to learn about this aspect of chronic inflammation. Do you have it? What are you doing with your lifestyle? What are you doing with your diet? And in this last few segments, we've been talking about what types of things you can do to lower your chronic inflammation. So, buddy, in the last segment, we really spent a good amount of time talking about nutrition and also talking about curcumin or turmeric, a very, very well-studied spice or herb used traditionally for a lot of different things, but we know it helps to lower inflammation. What are some of the other herbs that you think are some of the best at reducing inflammation in the body?
So if you're looking at inflammation as part of the dysregulation of cortisol levels or unregulated cortisol levels in the body due to stress, things like anxiety, nervousness, and things of that nature, out of control stress can lead to unhealthy inflammation in the body, then if you manage that stress, then those markers go down. And one of the best ways you can do that is by the use of something called holy basil or sacred basil. In some circles, people know it as. Tulsi is another name for it. Essentially, it's an herb, a revered herb used in Ayurvedic medicine that for years has been used not only to promote a healthy stress response, but also to promote healthy cortisol levels. In addition to that, it seems to also have a really positive effect on balancing or supporting a healthy whole body inflammation response, as well as supporting an already healthy pain response in the body. So many times, if you're under stress, instead of reaching for the stimulant or for the sugar or for the comfort food, if you take something like Tulsi or Tulsi teas, we have Tulsi or holy basil specifically in this extinguished formula, really very calming to the mind and to the body, some would even say to the spirit. And so the idea behind using this holy basil is really very profound. It's a direct benefit to the adrenal glands and to the stress compounds that are found in your body.
Absolutely. What other herbs or nutrients do you like to look to?
So because we're a whole food supplement company, we're really proud of any time that we can utilize foods and the components found in foods. So we put in a number of berries into the extinguished formula, specifically black cherry concentrate, black raspberry extracts, whole wild blueberries, cranberry fruit concentrates as well. We put in oranges, all because of the polyphenolic compounds that they all contain. And over years, you know, people have used berries, as we say, berries with benefits, have used them for a number of different things, not only because they taste great, because often they help with antioxidant support, oxidative stress in the body. And the idea behind this protective garden harvest fruit blend that we have is really to provide a lot of those phytochemicals, many of which are still under investigation, but really beneficial for the body to offset oxidative stress and to support, once again, a more healthy inflammatory response. Speaking of oranges, we also use our food state vitamin C. Food state is another way of saying whole food vitamin C. There's 120 milligrams of this complete food state nutrient. And we know with the use of oranges, we're also getting the flavonoids, we're getting the phenolic compounds, we're getting the enzymes, the amino acids that you naturally find in oranges. So you're getting that in this formula as well. As we know, vitamin C, huge benefits when it comes to antioxidant support, supporting collagen production in the body, maintaining DNA and cellular integrity. So it's really a complement to the berries, to the herbs, this use of vitamin C in the extinguished formula.
Okay. Well, you know, it sounds like a really well-balanced formula. Of course, things that we've talked about before that most people know about related to reducing inflammation, and I've alluded to a little bit earlier in the show, is the essential fatty acids. These are the fish oils, and these are so incredibly important. Now, this isn't just about, and I've had Stuart Tomp from Nordic Naturals on the show numerous times, and he's really shed a lot of great light on this topic. This is relating to the fact that just going out and taking a fish oil supplement doesn't necessarily give you the benefit of lowering inflammation as comprehensively as we would like. What's the most important, it has to do with lowering the intake of the inflammatory chemicals in your diet in addition to taking a fish oil. That's where you get the major benefits in actually changing your cell membrane structure so that it includes more of these omega-3 fats, which lead to less inflammatory pathways than replacing it with omega-6 fats, which lead down the cascade of the arachidonic acid and inflammation. So reducing the amount of red meat that you eat, reducing the amount of carbohydrates that contain and grains that contain a lot of omega-6s, reducing the amount of dairy products that you eat that contain a lot of omega-6s, and eating a diet that's richer in omega-3s, and eating a diet that's richer in fruits and vegetables and good quality fats, in addition to taking a fish oil supplement, that's where you get the max benefit of regulating this process of balancing balancing the inflammatory markers in your body. You know, most people think just going out and buying a fish oil supplement and taking it is going to fix all your problems. But understand that although that might be somewhat helpful, and research does show that using it regularly can lower some inflammatory markers, the results are so much more dramatic if you modulate what you're eating in addition to taking a fish oil supplement. Now, another herb that we absolutely cannot ignore for its anti-inflammatory properties is boswellia. Now, boswellia goes by the name of frankincense. And what we use medicinally is almost like a gum resin of the boswellia plant. And it contains these boswellic acids. And these boswellic acids are so incredibly powerful at blocking the production of pro-inflammatory chemicals like TNF-alpha, like we've talked about. And we've seen lots of good data and research that shows us that these standardized boswellia extracts can really reduce inflammation and can really help with some conditions related to inflammation. One of the most well-studied conditions that boswellia is related to is inflammatory bowel disease, which we talked about a little bit earlier. That's things like Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, where you're having this autoimmune response that's creating a lot of centralized location in the GI system and can lead to a lot of problems. The research in human trials using boswellia for that is actually pretty impressive. So it's really something to consider. Boswellia in Ayurvedic medicine, we know, has a pretty strong affinity for the respiratory tree. So in people who have mild to moderate breathing issues, asthma symptoms, boswellia can be a great way to help reduce some of that inflammation. And I've seen it be very effective for people with very mild or moderate issues. They may need to use it also in conjunction with their traditional allergy medication, but sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. So these are all ways from the natural pharmacy to help modulate your inflammation. It's things like lose weight, improve the antioxidant concentration of your diet, include more herbs in your diet or supplement regimen like curcumin and boswellia, resveratrol, green tea. We talked about modulating stress like using holy basil and other adaptogenic herbs, making sure that your hormone levels are balanced. This has to do with staying active and exercising, potentially using different herbs to keep hormones balanced. Other nutrients that we didn't spend a lot of time talking about, vitamin D, which appears to exert a very strong anti-inflammatory activity in the body by the suppression of pro-inflammatory chemicals and inhibiting the inflammatory mediator that we've talked about many times, the NF-kappa beta, which is kind of the holy grail of inflammation. That's really where a lot of it starts. Other traditional antioxidants like vitamin E can reduce some aspects of inflammation. Minerals like zinc and selenium. So maybe possibly making sure that you talk to your doctor about getting a vitamin D blood test to make sure your vitamin D levels are adequate. Looking at some of these other inflammatory tests that I mentioned earlier in the show, the highly sensitive C-reactive protein. Another one is you can do a blood test for TNF-alpha, which will show you where your inflammatory markers are showing. These are all important ways to assess, do I have inflammation? And then hopefully we've given you enough tools in this show to give you an approach to helping to reduce that inflammation, whether it's diet or supplements, including the herbs, fish oil, improving your diet by looking at the anti-inflammatory diet. These are all steps that you can take to contribute to lowering your risk of a lot of these diseases associated with chronic inflammation, like cardiovascular disease, cancer, and diabetes. So, buddy, we're about out of time. Any other closing statements before we go?
Just that if folks want to find out more about MegaFood and what we do and how we do it, and specifically the product Extinguish, they could go to megafood.com and they could look at research on there. They could look at videos. It's really a great website just to learn more about the company and its products.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for being a guest on the show today, buddy. We always appreciate having you on and having the support of MegaFood. Again, I really do love their products. I use them personally and in my practice. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the show today. I will talk to you in 2 weeks. Don't forget, my special guest will be Mary Showman and Gina Lee Nolan talking about their best-selling book on thyroid health. So make sure to tune in for that. Next week, Dana Lake will be here. So tune in for her great show. And again, this is Dr. Kevin Passera wishing you all the best of health. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hey everybody, it's David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast, the D.C. area's one and only food and wine variety show.
Next Sunday, November 3rd, you've heard of Two Birds, One Stone? Well, we have the mixmaster himself, Adam Birnbach. He's shaking up cocktails in studio. And have you planned your holiday travel yet? We've got the gay traveler in. He's got last-minute details.
That's Foodie and the Beast next Sunday and every Sunday at 11 right here on 1500 AM.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics, Federal News Radio and federalnewsradio.com.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Dire warnings from an international climate group about a future that includes global warming. Ed Donahue has more.
The Nobel Peace Prize winning intergovernmental